Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare. So in der Höhe vor den Deities. Ja?
we always doing japa retreats do this kirtan together where we sing, because when you chant together like this in the association of like-minded devotees who are very serious in regards to the holy name, then Krishna appears very easily. It's like preparing the heart for our japa practice. Today, I would like just to recapitulate what we have heard yesterday. We spoke yesterday afternoon mainly about the concept of sacred space. And we said that there are two types of sacred space, one outer and one inner. When you want to chant, it's important that you chant in your space. No? In computer language we have now MySpace. So when you chant, you need to be in your space. You need to establish this, and you can do so by coming into a sacred atmosphere like an altar, or you can put pictures or even candles to help you focus. We also said that the most important sacred space is maybe your body in which you are. And the body should be placed in a certain posture. Remember, we had three checkpoints which we were checking. One was the lordotic position, you know, that little curve at the, you know, towards the end of your spine, then the shoulders. We want to open our chest, and then it goes up. Yes. So these are some things. But we also spoke about an inner sacred space, a prayerful mood, connecting with the presence, and a meditation. And it is about these things where we will talk today a little bit more in detail, but mostly we will chant today together. To come into an inner sacred space, there are the Buddha Shuddhi prayers. Buddha means something like material elements, and Shuddhi means to be purified. So Buddha Shuddhi is a meditative process in our tradition, which helps us to come into our pure existence without the material elements being there as obstacles or blockages. Buddha Shuddhi means something like the purifying of one's existence. I have often said that when pujaris, or before the pujaris, go into the sacred space of the altar, they do this Buddha Shuddhi meditation. When I was living last year for a few days in the Radha Gopinath temple in Chaupati, I was seeing there were always like six pujaris before the altar of Radha Gopinath sitting there and meditating before they went into the deity chamber, because they didn't want to bring their material contaminations inside. They wanted to enter as pure spiritual souls. And I was smiling, because when I was 12 years old, I liked to see Western movies. Have you seen also Western movies with John Wayne and the pistol, you know, old Shatterhand and old... That's almost all what I can remember. And I remember before the cowboys were allowed to enter the saloon, they first had to leave their weapons outside so that they wouldn't shoot in the saloon. Remember, there was this rule. You had to give your weapons outside, and later when you went away from, when you left the saloon, you could collect your weapon and again enter the Wild West, you know, with the Red Indians and with everyone where you might have needed, have had some need for the weapons. So, in the spiritual dimension, when you enter a spiritual meditation, you should also leave your weapons behind. They are disturbing there. If the cowboys, for instance, would bring their pistols into the saloon, oh, they would then start, you know, to make maybe some glupas, some nonsense with them, and hurt people even. So when you enter the spiritual dimension of chanting, you should actually leave your those things which can disturb the sacred space behind, like the cowboys who used to used to leave weapons behind. Even now we have this. When we go into a museum, for instance, in America, I remember the Metropolitan Museum, they have some police people before, and they say you need to leave your knives there, and your nunchakus, and your little, I mean, everything which could be misused and create trouble for people. So, in your meditation, please also leave the things which could, or for in your japa meditation, leave the things which could bring trouble to you outside, before the sacred inner space. That is important. So the way you do this, in this practice of Buddha Shuddhi meditation, is you meditate about your pure spiritual identity, Ante. You have this, that you don't chant as Ante Miller from Split, but you chant from the position of a spiritual soul who addresses Krishna. It's wonderful, isn't it? And the way they do this is by meditating about a certain verse which I would like to put to your attention. So I would like to put you now into a Buddha Shuddhi meditational state. Oh God, hurry. Can you please give me my orchestra? I would like to bring you to show you what this practically means by bringing to your attention a very simple process which involves the working with the breath, which can bring you into this zone, into this level. Srila Prabhupada once wrote a letter, which I have in Berlin, where he said that he wanted to teach us how to do yoga and pranayama so that we could teach the people who come to Krishna Balaram temple in search of spiritual life. So I will teach you a very, very simple process. It's very important, as we do now the beginning of a meditational experience, we always want to relax our body but sharpen our concentration. You have to work on one field to let go, and on the other field, that is the mind, to sharpen it like a laser beam. It is a little dangerous, like we saw yesterday. When you let go anything and everything, then you start to very sympathetically snore. I counted yesterday 3 intense snorers, Our Zasha had just given his first instruction to relax completely, and then I heard three bears. So in this meditation, this is not the idea that you let go of everything. The mind you keep, and you don't give your mind away. Huh? So, all right, are you ready? No?
Yes.
Good. First, I want to request you to take an ideal sitting position. By now, you should know what that means. Check the 3 points, please. Clear your consciousness in the sense of that you connected to where you are. Please look towards the altar and just perceive Krishna there. You can clear your consciousness very simple by just focusing it on one thing. Because this is a Krishna conscious meditation, we will focus our consciousness on Krishna. Just look at Krishna. Perceive his hands. What does he hold in his hands? Just look at Krishna's decorations, the turban, the ears. See what he has around his wrists. This is a wrist. Around the neck. What are his neck decorations? And go to the feet. Now, watch your breath. Observe how the breath is coming to your nostrils and then rises upwards. And then observe how your breath goes downwards and out of the nostrils. Just observe how it goes in and up and out and down. You really have to do nothing else than observing your breath for a little while. You will see how this is almost like a relaxing massage for the mind, which will become very peaceful and at the same time very directed. Continue for a little while to observe your breath. Kindly again look at Krishna on the altar. And now I will read to you the first verse of the Buddha Shuddhi prayers. Listen with a relaxed attention. Listen not only with your mind, but also with your heart. It's a prayer, so I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical toward him from immemorial time. Therefore, I have misidentified myself with my body, and I have wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. I was already in many, many bodies before this one, and I have suffered the burning threefold miseries. Now everything is changed as a result of some unimaginable good fortune. I have met my spiritual master, and by his mercy I have understood that I am Krishna's eternal servant. I now know that I am not the body. I am an individual spiritual being. I am completely apart from my gross body, and also I am different from my mind. Now I am engaged in serving Krishna. Now I have the chance to connect with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sunda. Please stay in this identification that you, the eternal soul, are now connected with Krishna. And please now chant in one voice the Maha Mantra together. It's very important that you stay in this consciousness, and that while you chant, you either keep on looking towards the deities, or you may also close your eyes and remember that you are now addressing Radha and Krishna. I will chant one mantra alone for you, and then we will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Thank you very much. Please remain in this inner space. Please don't look around, but just remain focused and listen to the second verse. which helps to purify our existence by telling us who we really are. After this verse, I will request you to remain in that inner space and continue to chant.
Nahaṃ vipro na capanadapati na pivaiśo na śūdro Nahaṃ vāni na cagrihapati no vanasto jakīva Kintu prodyaṃ nikila paramānanda punamritāpter gopi bātor Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Nudasa.
I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not a Kshatriya. And I'm not a Vaishya or Shudra. Nor am I a celibate monk or nun. Or householder, or person separated from his family, nor am I a sannyasi. I identify myself only as the servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who is the maintainer of the gopis. Krishna is like an ocean of nectar, and Krishna is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. Krishna is always shining brightly. So now please chant on your own, thinking that you are a servant of Lord Krishna. Not the material body, nor any position which has been given to this body. You are just a servant of Krishna's own servants. Now you are chanting to Krishna, expressing this in your chanting. Krishna, I'm the servant of your servants. Please accept my service. Everyone in his own speed, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please always return to the mood I'm chanting as a servant of Krishna. I am the servant of Krishna. I am your servant, Krishna. Perhaps you have heard that in old times the saints and the rishis gave to the disciples a question which they should think about. So I have a question for you which I feel Prabhupada has often described in his writings. And before our next meditation, I would like you to just think a little bit on your own about the question which I will ask you. It's a very, very intense question, and answering this question will bring you to a place from where you can best chant. See, when you can ask this question to you before you start chanting, because as we know, it's best to chant in the mood of I'm your servant, please accept me. This is the inner space which is very good. So this time you please keep your eyes open and just think about this for a little time. Here comes the question for you. Who are you when your body is no longer with you? Again, who are you when your body is no longer with you? One last time, so that we really know what the question is. Who are you when your body is no longer with you? Please think about this question. Here comes the second question for you. What is eternity? We were here two more times. What is eternity? And last time, what is eternity? Kindly think about this question for a moment. And the last of the three questions, we will also hear it three times. What or who is the holy name? What or who is the holy name? What or who is the holy name? Now I request you, where you have thought about yourself as a soul, you have thought about eternity, you have thought about God, to now enter this space and again chant in one voice. This time think that you are in the stream of the holy name, like a river which gives you shelter and protection, which carries you out of your illusions into the real reality, the spiritual reality, the blissful, happy, shelter-giving spiritual reality. I will chant one time alone, then we will do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So we will come now to the last of our exercises for this morning session. Please keep your focus and concentration as well as you have done so far. You know, the main focus of today's morning session is to help us enter an inner space from where we can ideally address Lord Krishna. So often we are misidentified to be the body, and we are living in our material thoughts and our material ideas and our worries and anxieties also. But Krishna consciousness, and especially the practice of japa, starts really when we understand that we are an eternal soul. I think you remember Prabhupada's many lectures and hints at the books. And that in the Bhagavad Gita he says very clearly that the practice of Krishna consciousness starts from the realization that I am an eternal soul. So the Buddha Shuddhi prayers, which we have heard so far, the little meditation, is really something to connect, or that disconnect, something which helps us to disconnect with an illusion and to connect with the reality. I can see and feel that many of you are now in a very serious state, and you wonder, what is going on in my consciousness? What has happened to me? My dear devotees, you are entering the retreat, your personal retreat, where you disconnect from illusions and where you connect with Krishna. please do not be amazed or surprised. This is a new experience for most of us. It's something which feels new. But as you surrender to Krishna in faith that He always has the best plan for you and is protecting and maintaining you on your spiritual journey, you will feel that this zone which you enter, this dimension, this inner space is the only space in which you can actually feel real as a real spiritual person. So we will now have the last of these three meditations. We will hear them very carefully, and then we will try to chant for about 15 minutes, each one on their own, about this, from this position, from this inner space. I will read this now for you, to you in Sanskrit.
Divyang Shri Hari Mandiratya Tilakam Kantang Sumalan Vitam Vaksha Shri Hari Namavana Subhagam Shri Kandam Liptam Puna Putam Shukshmang Navambaram Vimalatam Nityam Vahantim Tanum Dhyayat Shri Guru Pada Patmanikate Sevatsukam Chatmana.
Please listen very carefully to the translation. And then immediately when I'm finished, we will all chant in our own way. This meditation brings us close to the spiritual master. I recommend we meditate about Srila Prabhupada or our own spiritual master. This meditation brings us to understand how we are as pure souls. This meditation even tells us a dress in which we are dressed as spiritual souls, about tilak and everything. Here is this meditation. One should meditate on oneself situated at the feet of one's spiritual master. One's pure body dressed in fine new cloth and decorated with wonderful tilak marks. One should meditate that one's chest is marked with a holy name which is written there on the sandalwood pulp. And one should meditate that one is a pure soul, bedecked with a garland around one's neck. The main thing is, one should meditate about being close to the one's own spiritual master, who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra together with us. Start your own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, Hare Krishna, I thank you very much for going so deep. Today this ends formally our morning session. we will now, because of so much popular demand, do our yoga exercises here in this room, because yesterday there was not enough place for everyone. And we will start in exactly 5 British minutes, or English minutes, or German minutes. That gives all of us enough time to just visit our bathrooms.